Om Vishnu Badaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Aschachari Satarine. What follows is a reading of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's Sri Vrajavilas Tava, Prayers Glorifying the Lord's Pastimes in Vraja, translated by Kushikrata Das of the Krishna Institute in Los Angeles. Anyone interested to purchase copies of this book or to get a free catalog may write to the Krishna Institute, 3755 Watsaka Avenue, Apartment 209, in Los Angeles, California, 90034. We begin with a dedication of the book by Kushikrata Das. Stavam Vajavilasam Sri Raghunathanuvaditam Gurave Prabhupadaya Gaurave Narpayamyaham. I respectfully dedicate this translation of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's Sri Vrajavilas Tava to my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A glimpse into the life of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, written by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was probably born in the year 1494 in a Kayasta family as the son of Govardhan Majumdar, who was the younger brother of the then Zamindar Hiranya Majumdar. The village where he took birth is known as Sri Krishnapur. On the railway line between Calcutta and Burdwan is a station named Trisha Baga, and about 1.5 miles away is the village of Sri Krishnapur, where the parental home of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was situated. The forefathers of Srila Raghunath Das were all Vaishnavas and were very rich men. His spiritual master at home was Yadunandana Acharya. Although Raghunath Das was a family man, he had no attachment for his estate and wife. Seeing his tendency to leave home, his father and uncle engaged special bodyguards to watch over him. But nevertheless, he managed to escape their vigilance and went away to Jagannath Puri to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This incident took place in the year 1517. Raghunath Das Goswami compiled 3 books named Stavamala or Stavavali, Dana Charita, and Mukta Charita. The Vrajavilas Stava is part of the Stavavali. He lived for a long duration of life. For most of his life, he resided at Radhakunda. The place where Raghunath Das Goswami performed his devotional service still exists by Radhakund. He almost completely gave up eating, and therefore he was very skinny and of weak health. His only concern was to chant the holy name of the Lord. He gradually reduced his sleeping until he was almost not sleeping at all. It is said that his eyes were always full of tears. When Srinivas Acharya went to see Raghunath Das Goswami, the Goswami blessed him by embracing him. Srinivas Acharya requested his blessings for preaching in Bengal, and Srila Raghunath Das granted them. In the Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, it is stated that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was formerly the gopi named Rasamanjari. Sometimes it is said that he was Ratimanjari. Text 1. Pratishtaran jubi badham kamanyar ratna patibhi Chitvata Sangharantastan Agari Pandumambata. The highwaymen of lust, greed, and anger have captured me and bound me with the ropes of the desire for fame. I pray that the heroic devotees of Lord Krishna, the enemy of the Agha demon, may defeat my captors and cut the ropes that bind me. Dagdham vardaka vanya vanya vidalam dashtam duran yahina vidham mamati parapasya vishikai korhadi singharvatam. Svamin prema sudadravam kudunayadrak paya shihari ye naitan abadhi sandatamaham diroba bandham bhaje. I am scorched by the blazing forest fire of old age, deeply bitten by the poisonous snake of blindness, pierced by the sharp arrows of forced dependence on others, and surrounded by the lions of anger, lust, and greed. O Lord Krishna, please give me the nectarian potion of pure love for you, which will make me strong and heroic enough to resist all the enemies and constantly engage in your devotional service without deviation. Yan madhuri divya sudhara sabdhe smite kanena pyatilolitatma bhanya vrajasthan makilan vrajancha natva sunato matatav dhijikshi. By tasting a single drop of the memory of the transcendental nectar ocean of the sweetness of the divine couple, my heart has become restless. I bow down before the land and people of Braja. I yearn to see my two masters. Radhu bhava sudadra vena nitada mangitam aptvaya yo ghushti bikshnamananga esha parita krida vinodam rasai. Pricho lasa yatiha mugna mito nashri nivatam savimo gandhava gadidhadino badakada draksyami rage nato. The disembodied demigod Cupid, who attained a body by continuously tasting the nectar of the sight of the divine couple, eternally illuminates this entire land of Braja with a jubilant festival of Lord Krishna's transcendental amorous pastimes. When shall I lovingly gaze on Sri Sri Gandharva Giridhari, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, the crowning garlands of all charming couples? The city of Dwarka, where the brother and sons of the Lord reside, and where the Lord enjoys transcendental pastimes with a great multitude of queens, each eclipsing many hundreds of goddesses of fortune, is dearer even than Vaikuntha. Because it is the place of Lord Krishna's birth, Mathura, the abode of transcendental love, is even more dear than Dwarka. Within the district of Mathura, the land of Sri Braja is splendidly manifest. I eternally worship the land of Mathura. Even today, affectionate Lord Krishna enjoys the very sweet nectar of transcendental pastimes there, herding the cows with his brother and his many dear friends. A wonderful sweetness becomes manifest in the hearts of them who understand the nectar of this place. A Braja, which is more dear even than the city of Mathura, I take shelter. Surrounded by their witty gopi friends, the youthful divine couple enjoys many kinds of transcendental pastimes within the groves and mountain caves and among the blossoming vines of Vrindavan Forest. I worship Vrindavan Forest, which is delightful with the scent of their lotus feet. Yatra Sri Padito Brahmacha Viritam Tasta Mahasidhaya Spita Srishtida Lamgivam Udayani Vaso Brigoshtau Prasam Vatsalyat Padipalito Vihadate Krishna Pitribhyam Sukhais Tannandishadamalayam Vajapate Goshtotamangam Bhaji. In Vrindavan is the town of Nandishwar, where the goddess of fortune always walks, where the great mystic perfections are eternally present, where the cows are protected, where the people of Braja live, and where Lord Krishna happily enjoys transcendental pastimes under the loving protection of his parents. I worship this town of Nandishwar, the home of the king of Braja and the most important part of the land of Braja. To celebrate his son's birth, the king of Gokula respectfully gave in charity to the Brahmins palatable foods nectar beverages, and transcendental cows decorated with many jewels. Day after day, he satisfied the Brahmins with these valuable presentations, and he repeatedly begged for their blessings on his infant boy. I worshiped the king of Gokula, who was always absorbed in thoughts of his son. May the queen of Braja, whose breasts continuously trickle milk out of maternal love for her son, who is prepared to give her life many millions of times to protect him from even a single drop of perspiration, and who is so attached to him that if for a moment she cannot see him, she cries like a cow frightened for her newborn calf, protect us. Because of her own son Balaram's intimate friendship with him, Rohini Devi showers her love upon Lord Krishna. She is an expert cook, and she delights the king and queen of Braja with her sincere friendship and saintly qualities. The splendor of Lord Balaram's transcendental form eclipses many millions of glistening rising moons, and the slightest scent of his boundless strength is sufficient to destroy many armies of demons. Although he knows the supernatural power of his younger brother, Krishna, still, out of love for him, he never leaves him alone in the forest for even a moment. I offer my prayers to Lord Balaram, the enemy of Dhenukasura. Bhajanya nama nijanaptrigavai Bhajanya lakshan habito vinindan Yonarmatandan ramati sikarni Namamyaho krishna pitamahantan Priyasya naptu sukato tikarvat Bhado nayasya patatak prithivyam Namami namar chitanaptra chandram Bhadiyasim krishna pitamahintam Speaking with a voice that seems to mock the roaring of hundreds of thousands of thunderclouds, Parjanya Maharaj expresses his pride at having such a wonderful grandson. I offer my respectful obeisances to Parjanya, Krishna's grandfather, who is expert at delighting his grandson by speaking many joking words into his ear. I offer my respectful obeisances to Variyasi Devi, Krishna's grandmother. With merry joking words, she worships Sri Krishna, calling him the moon of grandsons. She is so happy and proud of her grandson that her feet no longer touch the ground when she walks. His face handsome with a great white beard and his complexion dark, pious Upananda is the respected prime minister in the council chambers of the king of Braja. Upananda delights his nephew Krishna, considering him millions of times more dear than his own life. I pray that Upananda may always stay in the government council and protect the land of Braja. Nanda Maharaj's younger brother, Sananda, is very gentle, affectionate, and generous. His complexion is fair and his beard black. He is very devoted to his elder brother, and he is the father of Sunanda Gopi. He pleases Krishna by giving him palatable dishes made with buffalo yogurt. He worships Krishna with every breath. May Lord Krishna's uncle, Sananda, the master of a great herd of buffalo, always protect us.
Shyamak sukshmamati yuvati madadoh jyoti vidamagrani Bhanditchay dita gishpitar vajapatir samyekrita vastiti Krishnam palayati yakpriyataya pranam buddharapyalam Mantre napyupananda sunamihatam prityasubhadram numo Daityan bitir tivikaladi komalangasya suno Krishnas yochai satatamavane vatsala vyagrachitta Krichaya rambam bahubirabito handa santosya suram Daitya gnamya sutamajanayat sambika patu dhatri
Krishna
Upananda's son Subhadra is dark-complexioned, youthful, handsome, and intelligent. He is the best of astrologers. With his vast scholarship, he has defeated even Brihaspati. He stays at the left hand of the king of Braja. With good advice, he protects Lord Krishna, who is millions of times more dear to him than his own life. With great pleasure, let us glorify and offer our respectful obeisances to Subhadra. Frightened that delicate Krishna may be hurt by the demons, Ambika performed severe austerities for many days to please the goddess Durga, who granted her a boon that her son Vijay would become a powerful hero able to kill many demons. May Ambika, Lord Krishna's nurse, protect us. Saying, "Where are the demons? With ease I shall shorten their lives." Vijay calls so loudly that his words are heard in millions of spiritual universes. Out of maternal affection for Krishna, Ambika instructed her son Vijay to always stay near child Krishna and protect him from the demons. I worship Vijay, the son of Krishna's nurse. Bhanguri Muni, the learned chief priest of Brajapur, is the personification of all the Vedas. Every day he chants mantras for the protection of each of Krishna's limbs. Every day he smells Krishna's head. Every day he offers Krishna many benedictions. I bow down and offer my respectful obeisances to Bhanguri Muni, the best of the sages. Sri Dama is the most expert and clever of the cowherd boys, and he is the abode of intense love for Lord Krishna. His complexion is dark, and he is proud that his qualities, age, clothing, and handsome features closely resemble those of Lord Krishna. If for a single moment he cannot see his friend Krishna, he trembles with anxiety. I completely take shelter of Sri Dama, the constant companion of Lord Krishna.
Gadha nuraga badato vidahasya vitya swapne pigokala vido na jahati hastam yoradika panayani jada sixta chetas tam reme vimbalatanum subalam namami. Kritvai kataga vamkulani padita krishnena sardham muda hasta hasti vinodanar makatanay kelandi mitrotkara brahmam bodhi vidhauta gaudava mahapankastadam karchitas tatan padar pita chitta jivata kalaye tanpa padnyamahe.
Filled with deep love for him and anxious that they may be separated, Subal never even in a dream lets go of the hand of Sri Krishna, the moon of Gokula. Subal's heart is sprinkled by the waters of the swiftly moving mountain stream of devotion to Srimati Radhika. I offer my respectful obeisances to Subal, whose body trembles with love for Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Krishna's friends assemble the Surabhi cows in one place, and holding one another's hands, play and joke. For them, the ocean of pure love has washed away the mud of awe and reverence in Krishna's presence. Let us take shelter of these boys, whose hearts, lives, and property are all placed as an offering at Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Pure-hearted, eternally hungry, jubilant, and splendid Madhu Mangal is the personified mellows of comedy. And every day he induces the laughter of his two friends, Radha and Krishna, with a host of comic speeches and gestures. With great devotion, let us at once bow down to offer our respects to Madhu Mangal, the joking friend of Lord Krishna, the moon of Vrindavan. Purnamasi, in the company of an expert gopi friend, daily arranges the secret rendezvous of expert Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. I worship noble and auspicious Purnamasi, who at every moment taste the nectar of the happiness of seeing the pastimes of the divine couple. Noble, generous, learned, intelligent, fair complexioned, highly born 50-year-old King Vrishabhanu wears a neatly clipped beard. He is the close friend of Nanda, the king of Braja. To him, Sri Radha is dearer even than his eldest son, Sri Dama. I constantly worship famous King Vrishabhanu.
Anudinamiha matra radhika bhavyavarta kalidamati yatnat prishyate indatrikaya duhita yugala muchai brema pura prapanchai vikalamati yaso kirti dasavatana. Patamadasa vilasi hantaroshen tavat Bhakadami vivedodham sandhana pribhangya Pabalayati sukam yanam vihuno sunaptro Padamiha mukaram tham hurni vridham vahami.
Kirtida Devi, her mind overwhelmed with a flood of love, daily sends her two unmarried daughters to diligently gather all news of Srimati Radharani's recent auspicious activities. May Kirtida Devi, the mother of Srimati Radharani, protect us all. Mukara Devi, angrily and deviously placing many obstacles to stop their amorous pastimes, only increases the transcendental happiness of her two young grandchildren, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. I respectfully bow down before elderly Mukara Devi, and I place her lotus feet upon my head. Lalita Devi is flooded with the nectar of intense love for her two friends, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, who are more dear to her than her own life, and she is affectionately arrogant in their presence. Every day she arranges for their rendezvous and expertly teaches her friend Radha the art of jealous anger. I pray that Lalita Devi will one day accept me as one of her associates. Vishakha Devi is the place where the youthful divine couple enjoys affectionate and playful joking pastimes. Her sweet transcendental singing eclipses the voice of the cuckoos. I pray that Vishakha Devi may become pleased with me and accept me as her student. Vrinda Devi, who is filled with a great flood of love for the divine couple, decorates the ever-blossoming groves of Vrindavan with many fragrant flowers, thus creating a festive atmosphere for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna to enjoy their transcendental pastimes with their dear friends. Let me surrender to Vrinda Devi. By the order of the Queen of Braja, charming Kundalata Devi brought Srimati Radharani to cook, and as they both walked together on the path, Kundalata pleased her friend by affectionately and continually narrating the latest news of Lord Krishna. Thus, Kundalata, glowing with friendship and auspicious playfulness, became filled with happiness. I worship Kundalata Devi. When the Queen of Braja brought affectionate Dhanishta Devi to cook many palatable dishes, Dhanishta, using many clever tricks, happily arranged for Srimati Radharani to meet her lover Krishna in the forest groves of Nandishwara Hill. I worship Dhanishta Devi, to whom her friend Radha is more dear than life.
Avantita kirte shamana badato munda vidya pagodot kandabi vajabhuvamuri kritya kilaya mudarandha krishno jradadasa sukam vardiyatitam mukim nam di purvam satatam vibande panayata Mudaradha Krishna, Bhajadajalakeli Vasaboda, Skalat Kasturi Tad, Krishna Ganachar Char Chitajala, Pramodato Pena, Smita Mudita Murti Sputakara, Shriya Sintam Tiva, Patiyatu Sukam Nastavinija.
Anandi Mukhi Devi left Avantipur and went to the land of Braja because her heart had been enchanted by repeatedly hearing the glorification of the divine couple, and she longed to meet them. There in Braja, she eternally increases the happiness of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna's splendid and nectarian pastimes. I eternally offer my respectful obeisances to Nandi Mukhi Devi. The Yamuna River, her waters filled with musk and saffron fallen from Sri Sri Radha and Krishna as they enjoy many nectar water pastimes, happily smiles at them with her foam and splashes them with the beautiful hands of her waves. I pray that the Yamuna River may bring transcendental happiness to us. When the gopis are moved by the appeal of supremely blissful Lord Krishna, they spontaneously and angrily rebuke Srimati Radharani, who is more dear to them than their own life's breath, and encourage her to again enjoy pastimes with Krishna. Bowing my head, I take shelter of these dear friends of Srimati Radharani, who daily arrange for her to enjoy transcendental pastimes with Lord Krishna. Krishna's servants, who are much like his friends, serve him in many ways with great love, enthusiasm, and respect. They please him by bringing the flute, veena, water, betel nuts, and other articles. I worship Krishna's servants, who have Patri as their leader. Many gopi maidservants affectionately please Sri Radha, the great queen of Vrindavan Forest, by offering her betel nuts, massaging her feet, bringing her water, arranging for her secret meeting with Lord Krishna, and performing many other services. When the divine couple enjoy their pastimes, these maidservants are not at all shy, even in the presence of the great gopis for whom Sri Radha is more dear than life. I take shelter of these gopi maidservants who have Srimati Rupa Manjari as their leader. The personal associates of Lord Krishna strive to make him always happy, for they are filled with pure love for him and thus consider the expanded ocean of their own happiness as insignificant as a blade of grass. I worship these fortunate associates of Lord Krishna, the husband of the goddess of fortune.
Tasya chananda shanato miyanti sukina tasya sukinom bhavanti snigdha param ye kuta punya punja bhaneshwari preshtaganam bhajetam sa patnyo chaya raja dunjadar sasyo chaya samundrinaye saambhagyo npatagarva vibhamabhatakshi radikaya sputam Govindaksmadapullaballavavadubhargenayenakshanam Kridatyeshitamattavishchitamahapunyanchivandamahe.
Let me worship the personal associates of Srimati Radharani. When Radharani becomes happy, they are pleased. If for a moment they cannot see Radharani, they become so distraught that they appear almost dead. They must have performed many pious activities in their previous births in order to attain this auspicious condition in which they love Srimati Radharani more than their own lives. Sometimes Srimati Radharani becomes proud of her own good fortune, and at those times Lord Krishna, in order to increase her splendid and nectarian jealous love, briefly enjoys pastimes with other gopis who blossom with many amorous desires. Let us offer our respectful obeisances to these gopis, who must have performed many great pious activities in their previous births in order to play this role in the Lord's pastimes. The hearts of the gopas, who are affectionately protected by Krishna, are rapt in meditation on the particles of dust falling from the tips of his handsome lotus toenails. And thus those gopas experience a happiness greater than the happinesses of millions of universes. I worship these exalted gopas.
the elderly gopis consider Krishna dearer than their own lives. And thus, out of intense parental love, they worship even a drop of perspiration from his lotus feet. And for a long time, they kiss his head, decorated with handsome locks of hair. I worship the dust of these gopis' feet. The hooves of Sri Krishna's Surabhi cows are decorated with sapphires. Their horns are studded with gold, and their white cheeks have crippled the pride of the snow-capped mountain peaks. I pray that these Surabhi cows may protect us. Every day when the Prince of Braja enjoys the great festival of protecting and milking the cows in the company of Balaram and his coward friends, Krishna's body becomes splendidly covered with the dust raised by the cow's hooves. With great happiness, he eagerly enjoys pastimes with the cows in the great forests and on the grand hills and riverbanks of Braja. Let me worship these Surabhi cows. All glories to Lord Krishna's pet bull, Padmagandha, whose handsome horns are covered with gold and studded with jewels, whose hooves are splendidly decorated with sapphires, and whose splendid neck is decorated with a swinging garland of reddish flowers. Sometimes Lord Krishna feeds the calves, earnestly placing small bunches of tender fresh grass in their mouths, and sometimes he very carefully massages their limbs. I yearn to one day see these calves of Lord Krishna jumping and frolicking in Vrindavan. The fortunate flute deeply drinks the nectar of Lord Krishna's lips day and night. I offer my respectful obeisances to this flute, which, with its transcendental music, weakens the pride of Srimati Radhika. Duti bi mahucha tu bi sikhi kole na lamba cho bongi bi bhadande patana vadinda tanaye na pi kudhali ganai radhaya sahi shakyate dvahi tumyo na eva mano yaya putkritya vinadasya se sukutinim vangshim sakhim tamnumo Speetasthanu vikohare madalika nadhena nityotsavam gunachad shikhanda valgu sadasiti re nikunjagrato Tandan kundi vihari no sukabadam sambhari he jastayo smitpatham shikiraji tutsukataya badam dudrikshamahe Neither the flattering, cajoling words spoken by Krishna's gopi messengers, nor the many hints, allegories, and joking instructions spoken by Krishna's cowherd friends, nor Krishna's personally falling at her feet and begging her to forgive him, nor even the harsh criticisms spoken by her intimate friends were able to rout the proud, jealous anger residing in Srimati Radha's heart. Only Lord Krishna's flute, disdaining all previous useless attempts, was able to very easily chase away that jealous anger. Let us glorify Lord Krishna's exalted and powerful friend, his flute. Pleased by the music of Lord Krishna's flute, the best of the peacocks performs a great festival of dancing in the forest by the shore of a lake. Gracefully moving his handsome tail, he delights the divine couple enjoying transcendental pastimes in the forest. Meditating on this, we ardently yearn to see that dancing king of the peacocks. Lord Krishna is full of love for the residents of Braja and eager to protect them, and thus he respectfully lifted Govardhan Hill for 7 days with his graceful hand. The caves of Govardhan Hill are splendidly decorated with kumkum particles left when Sri Sri Radha and Krishna enjoyed their transcendental pastimes. May Govardhan Hill, which is studded with many beautiful jewels, protect you all. The area around Radha Kund and Shyama Kund is very beautiful and pleasing to the heart, filled as it is with many champak trees, beautiful young Ashoka trees, mango trees, Kesha Nagara trees, Bakula trees, Lavanga creepers, and Madhavi creepers. This area is the favorite pastime place of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Let me take shelter of these two lakes, Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. The delightful forest of Vrindavan, beautiful Govardhan Hill, and the nectarian arena of the Rasa dance, what to speak of other places,
are not equal to even a single particle of one of the atoms of Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. Let me take shelter of these two lakes, which are more dear to Lord Krishna than his own life's breath. By the shore of Radha Kund is a grand pavilion made of gold, pearls, and precious gems. In that pavilion, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, considering everything else unimportant, enjoy transcendental pastimes as the two prime ministers of the deity of transcendental love. And they happily anoint that kingdom of love with the sandalwood paste of their pastimes. I eternally worship this splendid grove by the shore of Radha Kund.
Kancha hantamitakspatam riditati sambimbitam dhyotati vritya tinnutanam muda patakaban bhagena bimranhyo Datra bhagyabarina nimitatari trailokya lakshmyaspadi gola shyamatame ime priyatame rupe kadaham bhaji Netra pandavaguna naira lagutando mula sanjala naira Ishandasa desai sudada da brata istumba dadalinganai Eta ristama hopachata nacha yastam nabhiyu no yugam Dritya yam bhajateta munjala maharajam bhavandamahe
The divine couple is splendidly reflected on the shore of the lake of each other's heart. They are necklaces lovingly worn by each other. The creator Brahma has blessed them with all good fortune. They are the resting place of all the opulences in the three worlds. When will I be able to directly worship the fair and dark divine couple? With restless sidelong glances, with movements of their shoulders, and with the nectar of gentle smiles, the youthful divine couple affectionately fulfills each other's transcendental desires. Let us offer our respectful obeisances to them, the two splendid monarchs of Ujjvala Ras. In their eyes is great length, in the corners of their eyes crookedness, in their gentle words charming deceit, and in all their limbs extraordinary intense sweetness. I eternally worship the youthful splendor of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. When the demon Arishta was slain, a great lake named Arishtakund, filled with nectar and surrounded by staircases, sprang from Lord Krishna's lotus foot. Because it is the favorite of Sri Radha, this lake embraces the name Radha Kund. I eternally worship Radha Kund. On the pretext of going to fetch clear water, the lotus-eyed gopis again and again meet Lord Krishna with great happiness and love at Pavanas or over a lake, which is filled with many kadamba trees and the pleasant humming sounds of many bees. May Pavanasarovara Lake protect us. Parjanya Maharaj, desiring to attain a worthy grandson, once went to the shore of a certain lake in order to perform austerities and worship Lord Narayan. Partly for this reason, Sri Krishna, who is the reservoir of all transcendental virtues and the lifter of Govardhan Hill, appeared as the son of Nanda, the king of Braja, and the grandson of Parjanya Maharaj. The place where Parjanya Maharaj fasted is famous in this world as Chunnahara Sarovara, the lake of fasting. I pray that I may take shelter of this sacred place.
Sardham manasa janavi mukhanadi vargai sarangot karai savityadi suri kulai chanita dama kashavanya vidhi Vrindaranya varinya randa vishayeshi ponamasi muda radham yatta shishecha sinchitu sukam son matta radhastali Vritya nandi shadgidita tispada pashana vrindaish Chatushkonhi nukdi gudubhi nirmitaya vidagdhai Hare me Krishna, Saki Padivrito Yatta Narmani Tandvan Ashtalintan, Hadipadalasat Sodam Bhaktam Prabhadhe.
Ordered by Lord Brahma, who spoke from the sky, Purnamasi Devi crowned Srimati Radharani, queen of the beautiful forest of Vrindavan, by jubilantly sprinkling the waters of the Manasa Ganga and other sacred rivers upon her head in the company of Savitri Devi and the other delighted demigoddesses. I pray that that sacred place, known as Unmatta Radha Stali, the place where Srimati Radharani became overwhelmed with happiness, may sprinkle some transcendental happiness upon me. Joking and playing, Lord Krishna enjoyed many pastimes with his friends in a small stone pavilion built by expert architects on Nandishwar Hill. Let me take shelter of that pavilion, which is anointed with the transcendental fragrance of Lord Krishna's feet. As Lord Krishna was dancing with the intelligent, graceful, and splendidly beautiful gopis, he suddenly left their company and went with Srimati Radharani to a secluded place and lovingly decorated her with many flower ornaments. The sweetness of this place astonishes the residents of all the three worlds. I pray that this sacred place, where Lord Krishna performed the Rasa dance, may give me shelter. The Manasa Ganga River flows so swiftly on the side of Govardhan Hill that its waves push the splendid rocks lining its shore. I pray that the Manasa Ganga River, where Sri Sri Radha and Krishna enjoy jubilant boating pastimes, may give me shelter. In the hills of Braja, Lord Krishna and his affectionate friends, decorated with the colorful mineral pigments found there, enjoy pastimes with a great festival of joking words. In the caves of those same hills, Lord Krishna also enjoys many pastimes with Srimati Radharani. Let me worship these best of all hills. While tending the cows in the summer season, Sri Krishna, the transcendental son of the king of the cowherd men, jubilantly enjoys water sports. Both Krishna and his charming friends are eager for victory, and he affectionately sprinkles them in the broad lakes and streams of Braja. I eternally worship these transcendental lakes and streams. The leaders of the deer community, hearing the sound of Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna brilliantly playing duets on the veena and flute, become stunned with transcendental happiness and stand still, the grass they were formerly chewing now half falling from their mouths. I pray that those deer who are full of love for the divine couple may grant transcendental happiness to me. In the beautiful groves of Braja, which are aromatic with many pleasant flowers and filled with many humming bees, the youthful divine couple enjoys transcendental pastimes, their hearts pleased by the rising waves of Madhurya Ras. Let us sweep these forest groves with our long hair. In the very cool and pleasant shade of the trees, on a throne glistening with fallen pollen and served by splendid bees carrying drops of honey, the youthful divine couple enjoy transcendental pastimes. I pray that these trees may always protect me. Thank you.
Gandharva Mudavairi no Panahino Pushpani Sanchinvato Svaidam Smeda Saki Kulena Vitayori Shatsmitena Nvayo Drishtva Keli Kalim Dayo Navanavam Hasyena Pushpachalai Kamam Bavila Santita Kilalata Sevyapadam Premabhi Padichaya Dasan Mognai Kama Madatayo Ye Modadatta Dadute No Lasamulasa Yanti Vadbubi Navayu No Supriya Pakshi Nasti Vidatata Namasaukyam Spadamalokanina
As they pick flowers, the gently smiling lovers Sri Sri Radha and Krishna playfully quarrel. Seeing these eternally new and fresh transcendental pastimes, their gopi friends begin to smile, and the creepers of Braja, on the pretext of pushing forth new blossoms, also smile and laugh. May I serve these transcendental creepers with great love and devotion. The birds in the land of Braja, who are plunged into the nectar mellows of pure devotion, delight the nearby youthful divine couple with very sweet singing. I pray that these birds, so dear to the divine couple, may delight me with their glance. The bumblebees of Braja delight the divine couple by softly buzzing and gracefully wandering among the mango, kadamba, bokula, and other trees, as well as through the madhavis and other flowering vines. Let us offer our respectful obeisances to these bees. The forest king, Krishna, blossoming with happiness, became completely captivated by the sidelong glances of the forest queen, Srimati Radharani, who was also blossoming with happiness as he decorated her with many blossoming flowers from the king of Kadamba trees. I pray that that supremely opulent king of Kadamba trees may appear before me and grant transcendental happiness to my eyes. Lord Indra, the king of the demigods, humbled by great fear, grasped Lord Krishna's lotus feet and, accompanied by a Surabhi cow, performed the coronation festival of bathing Krishna with the water of the celestial Ganges. In this way, Lord Krishna's kingship over the cows became splendidly manifest. I pray that that Govindakund, the lake created by that ceremonial bath, may eternally appear before my eyes. When Braja's king offered a great quantity of foodstuffs to Govardhan Hill, Krishna, the enemy of Agasura, assumed a gigantic form, proclaimed that he was actually Govardhan Hill, invited everyone to ask boons from him, and, fooling even Srimati Radharani, ate all the offered food. Let me take shelter of the Anakuta festival when Lord Krishna enjoyed these pastimes.
Girindava yo parihara rupi hari sayam yatta vihara kahari sadamudara jate ranja bogar hari stalam tattu bhaje nuragari gatta krida kutukata mana nagarindro navino dani bhutva madana nipate gavyadana chalino Yatra pratak sakvidabito vishchitak sangrurodha Shri Gandharvam nijaganabitam naumitam Krishna Vedi.
Charming and handsome Lord Krishna enjoys transcendental pastimes on the summit of Govardhan Hill, the king of mountains. There he is splendidly manifest, eternally enjoying the pleasures of a transcendental king. With great love and devotion, I worship Govardhan Hill, where Lord Krishna enjoys transcendental pastimes. One day, Lord Krishna, the youthful king of amorous heroes, became eager at heart to enjoy the Dhanakeli pastime. Blocking the path, he forbade Srimati Radharani to pass, proclaimed himself a toll collector appointed by the King of Love, and demanded that she pay a toll of the milk product she was carrying. I sing the glories of Sri Krishnavedi, the place where the Lord enjoyed these pastimes. Sri Krishna enjoyed the Dhanakeli pastime in a secluded place by the shore of a certain lake, and thus this lake has become known as Dhana Sarovara. The truth of this lake remains hidden to persons averse to the mellows of pure devotional service. Only the devotees have the power to understand it. I pray that I may reside at Dhana Sarovara, the place where Lord Krishna enjoyed the Dhanakeli pastime. Siri Sarovara, Brahma Sarovara, Kadambakanda Sarovara, Sumanak Sarovara, Rudra Sarovara, Apsarak Sarovara, Gaurika Sarovara, Jyotsna Mokshana Sarovara, Malyahara Sarovara, Vibhodari Sarovara, Indra Dvaja Sarovara, and many other beautiful lakes are splendidly manifested as so many beautiful jewels in a circle around divine Govardhan Hill. Let me glorify these transcendental lakes. During the spring season, the gopis move Sri Sri Radha and Krishna on a swing. The faces of the divine couple blossom with happiness by tasting the nectar of these swing pastimes. I worship Govinda Stala, the famous place where the divine couple enjoys these pastimes. When the Kaliya serpent offended Krishna's friends, for whom Krishna is more dear than life, the Lord punished him, dancing on him and kicking him with the soles of his feet. I worship Kaliya Radha, the lake where Lord Krishna performed these pastimes.
Surya and Radha Shabhi Padam Mudadu Pushi Tata Ugnhrata Pair Bhakti Prema Bararudada Chaditakshi Man Mudasevita Yatra Stri Pudushaiko Natpashukulai Ravishchito Ranjati Sneha and Radha Shashuya Nama Tadidam Tirtam Sada Sangshaye Atyanta tapasevanena patitak sanjata gharmotkarar Govindasa sharirato nipatitar yatirtam ucharabhu Dattat komala sanda sundada tadashi matsadango chalanganda Harisuvari sundata bhaje paskanda nambandanai
Once, accompanied by the gopas, gopis, and lowing Surabhi cows, the supremely opulent, noble, and magnanimous Lord Krishna felt very uncomfortable in the winter cold. 12 suns then appeared, and with great devotion warmed the Lord with their intense shining. I eternally take shelter of the sacred place where these 12 suns appeared, which bears the name Dvadasha Surya Tirtha. When the 12 suns shone from every direction, perspiration fell from Lord Krishna's transcendental body, and from this perspiration came a charming, splendid, clear lake bearing the sweet fragrance of the Lord's delicate, supremely handsome, and supremely opulent transcendental limbs. Bowing down, I worship this lake, known as Praskandana Sarovara. When the girls of Braja entered the clear waters of the Yamuna to prepare for the incomparable worship of goddess Katyayani, they left their garments on the shore. Smiling and clever Krishna stole those garments, climbed the Kadamba tree, embarrassed the girls by speaking many splendid joking words, and eventually returned the garments. I take shelter of Chiragata, where the Lord enjoyed these pastimes. The horse demon Keshi made the three worlds tremble with his mad neighing, and with the wild rolling of his eyes, he set the entire universe aflame. Krishna killed this demon as easily as one splits a blade of grass, and then washed the blood from his hands at a place now known as Keshi Tirtha. I worship that sacred place. The beautiful, wealthy, and learned wives of the Yajnika Brahmins voluntarily, happily, and devotedly fed Krishna, Balaram, and all their affectionate friends many varieties of the four kinds of foodstuff, each dish rebuking the taste of nectar. We bow down to offer our respects to the place where Lord Krishna enjoyed this pastime. The splendid and affectionate gopis, desiring to quickly attain the treasure of the embraces of Lord Krishna, devotedly and happily worshipped Lord Shiva on the bank of the Yamuna. Every day I worship Gopeshwar Tirtha, where the gopis perform their worship.
Bayat kang sasyara sadayamachirachantanupade vinikshiptaradha vrahasikilapitra prakititak purantam tam drishtva kamapiganapunjakutivaram tamevaptun yatnad yamabhajatasu yovatusana Avim Baba Mahotsave Muradipo Sarno Muktapala Shrini Vibhama Mandite Nabhagavilakshe Dodon Vimuda Divyalankati Ratna Parvatatila Prashtadikam Chadarad Vipre Mhyakila Yatasa Vajapati Vande Brahat Kananam
Seeing her father worship Suryadev out of fear of the nearby Kamsa, Srimati Radharani, in the secluded place known as Shantanupad, also earnestly worshipped Suryadev to attain as her husband a certain youth whose complexion is as dark as a host of monsoon clouds. I pray that Suryadev may protect us. During the great festival of Lord Krishna's birth, the king of Braja respectfully gave to the Brahmins a mountain of glittering jewel ornaments, an even greater mountain of grains, and 200,000 young cows, all beautifully decorated with gold and necklaces of large pearls. I offer my respectful obeisances to Mahavan, the place where the king gave this charity. In the city of Mukyeravali, the precious jewel known as Srimati Radharani took birth in the mine of Kirtida Devi's womb, which is glorified by jubilant demigods, sages, and human beings. I pray that when I enter King Vrishabhanu's capital city of Mukyeravalipur, populated with many gopas, gopis, and surabhi cows, I may become drowned in a great flood of transcendental bliss and love. Let me worship the forest of Kamyavan. It is very dear to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and it contains the Kama Sarovara lake, where the gopis enjoy many transcendental pastimes. In the forest of Bandhiravana, my beautiful queen, proud Sri Radha, started a wrestling competition among her closest friends. When she eagerly wrestled with Lord Krishna, she brought great happiness to the god of love. Let me worship that forest of Bandhiravana. When the Yamuna River would not come according to his order, angry Lord Balaram began to drag it toward the ocean with the edge of his plow. I devotedly offer my respects to wonderful Ramagat, where even today all men may see the marks where Balaram began to drag the Yamuna. When Lord Krishna saw his friends, to whom he is more dear than life, enter the sinful Agasura's belly, which burned with a great forest fire of the most violent poison, Krishna also entered the demon, killed it, and rescued his friends. I pray that Sarpasthali, the place where the Lord enjoyed these pastimes, may protect me. When the creator, Brahma, became eager to see his master's glory, he stole the cowherd boys and calves, and Lord Krishna pleased the mothers of the boys and calves by assuming the forms of their sons. I worship Vatsahara Stali, where the Lord enjoyed this pastime. Lord Brahma, afraid that he had committed a grave offense by stealing the cowherd boys and calves, fell down on the ground, and with tears in his eyes he spoke many wonderful and unprecedented prayers, glorifying, gently smiling Lord Krishna, who is both the giver of liberation and the wonderful coward son of the king of Braja. Let us glorify this sacred place, Sesha Biru Chaturmukha, where frightened Brahma offered prayers to the Lord.
Ganda vyakula bringa sancha yachamu sangrishta pushpotkarai mrajat kalpalata palashanikara vimrajitani sputam yanispadat dagapavatana di vrindena rajantya ho krishna prishtavananitani nitadam vande moho dvarasho Punak prema dasai sadam rodupo dasak saka chapriyam Soprana vidato pitat pada yugam hit veha masandasho Vritya nyo nivisang sadiya kataya goshtam moho jivayat Yayatam kidapasya krishna mititam hurnavaham yudhavam
Filled with many large lakes, hills, and rivers, with many desire trees and desire creepers, and with many flowers invaded by a great army of bumblebees intoxicated by the sweet aroma, the 12 forests of Vrindavan are splendidly beautiful. I bow down to offer my respects at every moment to these 12 forests, which are very dear to Lord Krishna. Uddhava, who is eternally filled with the nectar of pure devotional love for Lord Krishna, left behind the Lord's lotus feet, which are millions of times more dear to Uddhava than his own life's breath, and happily stayed in Braja for 10 months. Moment by moment, he brought the residents of Braja back to life by describing Lord Krishna's pastimes. He said to them, "Look, Krishna has returned. I carry Uddhava's feet upon my head. With great humility, let me offer my respectful obeisances to the supremely pious, dear devotees of the Lord who reside in Braja. Even though Brahma is a great demigod entrusted with many weighty duties, he sincerely yearns to take birth among the bushes and blades of grass in Braja. Some great souls, because of having previously worshipped the beautiful lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna with the eternally fresh sweetness of pure transcendental love, are able to reside on the shore of Queen Radha's favorite lake, Radha Kund. These great devotees are my life and soul. The grass, bushes, insects, and other creatures in Braja are all very dear to Lord Krishna. They assist the Lord in his pastimes. They are full of transcendental bliss. Again and again, the scriptures recount the earnest request of Brahma and others to reside in Braja. For these reasons, I bow down to offer my respects to all the creatures who reside in Braja. When, aimlessly wandering around Govardhan Hill, madly calling out, O Radha, O Krishna, again and again, and stumbling as I walk, will I sprinkle the places of the Lord's pastimes with tears from my eyes. Neither Brahma, Narada, Shiva, or the great devotees filled with pure love of Krishna are able to properly or completely understand the sweetness of the land of Braja. Only Lord Balaram and his mother Rohini, who are both filled with transcendental love, are able to understand the land of Braja. How is it possible for me to describe the land of Braja? Even if I have the opportunity to bathe in the nectarian ocean of pure love of Krishna, and even if I have the pure devotees of the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead as my associates, I will not consent to live, even for a single moment, in any sacred place other than Brajabhumi. Even if the residents of Braja appear to be ordinary, and even if they fill my ears with useless gossip, I pray that I may remain among them, eternally residing here in Braja.
Ragin rupa manjaya rakti katamura dvishaha gunarat taradhaya bhara yugmam gati mama.
The 2 feet of Srimati Rupa Manjari, who is full of love for Lord Krishna and who expertly worships Srimati Radharani, are the only goal of my life.
Idam niyata madaran vajvilasa namastavam sada vajjanolasan madada madhuri bandhuram muhukutuk samvitak padipatandi heval gutat samam padikarayodvidham mitudumatta pasyantite.
These verses, which bear the title Vajvilasava, are very graceful and beautiful, filled with the splendid and charming sweetness of the residents of Braja. They who regularly read these verses with great respect and greedy enthusiasm will be able to directly see the divine couple surrounded by their associates in this land of Braja. What follows is the Sri Shachi Sun Vashtaka, 8 verses glorifying Lord Chaitanya, the son of Mother Shachi, by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami.
Ahadi drishtva goshte mukudakatamatmana mutulam samadhuyam radha priyatada sakivaptamabito. Oh gonde jatak babodapada gorayakatanubak sati sunu kime naina sadanimyasati punok sati sunu kime naina sadanimyasati punok.
One day in Vrindavan, Lord Hari saw his own incomparable sweetness reflected in a mirror. Desiring to become like his most dear associate, Srimati Radharani, the Lord appeared in the land of Bengal, assuming an unparalleled golden form. Oh, will that Lord, the son of Shachi Devi, again enter upon the path of my eyes?
Puri devasyanto punya maduna snana madoro muho govindo ja vishita padicha yachita pado sadupasya prana buddhakamana nirajita muka shati sunukime nayana sudanim yasati puno shati sunukime nayana sudanim yasati puno.
Lord Chaitanya is bathed by the sweet beverage of the love of Ishwara Puri, and his feet are constantly worshipped by the splendid service of Govindadas. His face is worshipped by the thousands of lotus flowers of the life breath of Sarup Damodar Goswami. Will that Lord, the son of Shachi Devi, again enter upon the path of my eyes?
Tadanak kopinam tadupadi bahivastu madunam bhakando he madri dutibidna pitak sevitaptanu mudagayan uchai nij madadanama valim so shachi sunu kimme nayana sadanim yasati punok shachi sunu kimme nayana sadanim yasati punok.
Lord Chaitanya wore a sannyasi dhoti and above that a saffron garment. He appeared like the trunk of a tree illuminated by the effulgence of the golden mountain Sumeru. With a loud voice, he sang his own sweet holy names. Will that Lord, the son of Shachi Devi, again enter upon the path of my eyes?
Anavejam puvar apimuniganar bhakti nipunai Shute gudham premo Tvaladasapalam bhakti latikam Kripalusatam gode Prabhudati kripa bhirpakatayam Chachi sunu kimme Nayana shadanim yasati puno Shachi sunu kimme Nayana shadanim yasati puno.
The creeper of devotional service, which has the splendid mellow of conjugal love as its fruit, remained unknowable to the previous sages who were expert in devotional service, and it remained hidden to the Vedas. Compassionate Lord Chaitanya, with his great mercy, revealed that creeper in the land of Bengal. Will that Lord, the son of Shachi Devi, again enter upon the path of my eyes?
Vijatve godiyang jagadipad grihan prapuriman Hare Krishna chevan ganana vidhina kirtayate bo Iti prayam shiksham janaka ivate vyakpadidishan Shachi sunu kimme nayana sadanin yasati punok Shachi sunu kimme nayana sadanin yasati punok.
Lord Chaitanya accepted the people of Bengal as his countrymen in this world. He instructed them just like a father, saying, O people, please chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra according to a fixed number of recitations every day. Will that Lord, the son of Shachi Devi, again enter upon the path of my eyes?
Dhurak pashyan nila chalapati mudu prema namahai Chadan netram bho bhis napadam nejadhi gojulatanu Sadatishtan deshe Panih gadudastam bachadame shachi sunukimme Nayana shadaniyasati punam Shachi sunukimme Nayana shadaniyasati punam
Regularly staying at his favorite place behind the Garuda Stambha, Lord Chaitanya would see Lord Jagannath, the master of Nilachala. At that time, Lord Chaitanya would be overcome with great pure love of Godhead, and his tall, effulgent form would become bathed with the tears trickling down from his eyes. Will that Lord, the son of Shachi Devi, again enter upon the path of my eyes?
Muda dandar dashtma duti vijita bandhuka madudam kadam kritnva vamam kati nihetamanyam padilasan samutapya premna ganata pulako nitikotuki shati sunu kimme nayana shadani myasati punak shati sunu kimme nayana shadani myasati punak
With great delight, Lord Chaitanya bit his lips, which defeated the beauty of the red bandhuka flowers. Placing his left hand on his waist and raising his right hand in the air, he became very eager to dance. The hairs of his body stood upright, and he was absorbed in pure love of God. Will that Lord, the son of Shachi Devi, again enter upon the path of my eyes?
Sariti Rarame Vidaha Vidudo Gokula Vidho Nadi Manyam Kuhuvan Nayana Jaladhara Vitati Bhi Muhamucham Gacham Mritikameva Visham Vidachayan Shachi Sunu Kimme Nayana Shadani Yasati Punak Shachi Sunu Kimme Nayana Shadani Yasati Punak
Staying in a garden by the bank of a river and afflicted with feelings of intense separation from Lord Krishna, the moon of Gokula, Lord Chaitanya made another river from the tears falling from the two clouds of his eyes. In this condition, he repeatedly fainted, and he considered that the entire world had become just like a corpse. Will that Lord, the son of Shachi Devi, again enter upon the path of my eyes?
Shachi suno rasyashtakamidnamabhishtam vatachayat sadadainyodrekad ativishadamudhipatatiyak bhakamam chetanya pabudatikapavishavivishak vitu premam bodhau patitavasade mandriyatitam
These eight verses glorifying Lord Chaitanya, the son of Shachi Devi, grant all the desires of the devotees. If, his mind purified because of great humility, one regularly reads these verses, then Lord Chaitanya, as if controlled by great feelings of mercy, willingly plunges that reader into the expansive ocean of love of God, which grants one the mellows of devotional service celebrated in the Vaishnav scriptures. Next is the Shri Govardhanashriya Dashakam, 10 appeals for shelter at Govardhan Hill.
Saptaham Vodajitkaram Vajaparim Rajatkanistanguli Projan Vulgavarat Kopadimalan Mugdandire Popiyo Patakshepakashakanakamukatakrodevajam Dragapat Kastam Gokula Bandavam Gidivadam Govardhanam Nashriye.
When the crocodile known as Maharaj Indra showered great volumes of water from his mouth, Govardhan Hill immediately gave the land of Braja all protection. For 7 days, Govardhan Hill became like an intoxicated bumblebee on the lotus whirl of the little finger of Lord Krishna's lotus hand. Who will not take shelter of Govardhan Hill, the best of mountains and the dear friend of the residents of Gokula?
Indrat venibhritam gavam sudanadito yena dinatmana shakkena lukata chakara sudabhi yena abhishekam hare yatkache janitena nanda jajanam govindu kundam kuti kastam gonaka dinda patta chakadam govadanam nashuye.
On Govardhan Hill, a Surabhi cow bathed Lord Hari with her milk and thus established Lord Hari as the Indra of the Surabhi cows. At the same time, the demigod Indra bathed Krishna with the waters of the celestial Ganges. The liquids from these bathings accumulated at the base of Govardhan Hill and became known as Govindakund, the source of transcendental happiness for the Lord's devotees. What pious person would not take shelter of Govardhan Hill, whose peak is the place of Lord Krishna's divine pastimes?
Svardunya divarinya tirta ganato riddhanya jasram hari siri mramaharaspadak priyatakat kritana gundanya pi premakshemudu chipadani padito vradante yasya vrati kastam manyamaninavarna dagunam govardhanam nashri.
The many lakes and ponds present in every part of Govardhan Hill are collectively known as Sri Danakund. These lakes are very dear to Balaram, Brahma, Shiva, the Apsaras, and all the residents of the celestial planets. For Lord Hari, these lakes are more dear and pleasing than the celestial Ganges River and all other sacred places. These lakes grant auspiciousness, attraction to Krishna, and pure love for Krishna to those who bathe in them. What follower of spiritual vows will not take shelter of Govardhan Hill, whose transcendental virtues are glorified by Shukadeva Goswami, the monarch among saintly sages?
Jyotsna mukshana malyahada sumanongo dimbaladin vaja gandharvadi sadansini jahagadi shingada singhasanam gopalo pihadistalam hairapi spurjandi yat sarvatak kastam go mriga pakshi vikshalalitam go vardhanam nashi. Jyotsna mukshana, malya, hara, sumanak, gauri, baladi dvaja, and gandharva kund are the names of some of the lakes and ponds that pervade the expanse of Govardhan Hill.
There are also many swiftly moving streams and waterfalls on Govardhan Hill, which is like a great throne where Lord Hari, in his original form as a cowherd boy, performs his conjugal pastimes. Who would not take shelter of Govardhan Hill, which appears very beautiful, filled with many Surabhi cows, deer, birds, and kalpa vriksha trees?
Ganga krutyadi kambakadi padajarishtadi kundam bahan bhaktya yakshida sanati nasatatam vriyan shivarapya bhur radha kundam anim tatayva mudajit prada prasadam dadat vriyakstam yitamum bhavatkayatam govadanam nashriye.
The two ponds known as Shyamakund and Radhakund are situated at the base of Govardhan Hill. Shyamakund, which was born from the kick of Lord Krishna's lotus foot, is more purifying than millions of Ganges rivers. One who, again and again, with great devotion, carries on his bowed head some drops of water from Shyamakund, becomes dearer than the demigod Shiva in the eyes of Lord Hari. One who carries in the same way the water of the precious jewel known as Radhakund obtains the full mercy of Lord Krishna, the killer of the Mura demon. Such a person becomes the most glorious of the intimate devotees of the Lord. Considering this, who within this material world will not take shelter of Govardhan Hill?
Yasyam madhavana viko vasabati madhaya radham taro manje chanchal keli pata balanatrasa istuvatyastato Svabhishtam banamada deva hati sayasmin mano janavi kastam tannavadampati patibhavam govardhanam nashriye.
One day, the pilot Madhava took the beautiful Srimati Radharani on board his boat, and together they sailed the waters of the celestial Manasa Ganga River, which flows along the slopes of Govardhan Hill. In the middle of the river, a great storm suddenly arose and rocked the boat with great waves. Seeing this, Srimati Radharani became afraid and prayed to Lord Madhava to rescue her. Hearing her appeal, Madhava announced that Srimati Radharani's kiss was the price which must be paid to convince him to calm the waters. Who would not take shelter of Govardhan Hill, where the youthful divine couple perform various transcendental pastimes?
Rasi Shri Shatavanya Sundar Dasaki Vrindanchita Sodhava Vrajat Krishna Vasala Bahu Vila Satkanti Madho Madhavi Radhan Vittati Yatta Chada Vilati Rasastali Sapara Yasmin Kashukati Tamunna Mataye Govardhanam Nashi.
Accompanied by a host of beautiful gopis, her own beauty worshipped and praised by hundreds of goddesses of fortune, and the aromatic, nectarian, glistening, blackish arm of her dearmost Madhava playfully resting on her neck, Srimati Radharani dances in the beautiful, transcendental place of the Rasa Leela in Maruvan Forest on the slope of Govardhan Hill. O friend, what pious person would not take shelter of this supremely exalted Govardhan Hill?
Yatra sviya ganasya vikrama bhata vacha muhu bhullato smera kurid ganda vibha masharai shasvanmito vidnhayo dhanyo no navadana swishti dakali bhangya hasan jimbate kastam tat patu kheri sucha nasilam govadanam nashriye.
On Govardhan Hill, the cowherd boys and girls have become messengers carrying the letters of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, who, reading each other's daring proposals, blossom forth in many smiles. Meeting on Govardhan Hill, Radha and Krishna mercilessly pierce each other with a shower of the sharpened arrows of their smiling sidelong glances. On Govardhan Hill, Radha and Krishna sometimes manifest their playful lovers' quarrels. Who would not take shelter of Govardhan Hill, where the divine couple manifested so many transcendental pastimes?
Shidama divayasya sanchiyavadaksankarshane nolusan yasmin gochaya charachadanapado viviti gayatyaso Rangi guda guhasa charpatayati smarakriyam radaya kastam sobhaga bhushitam chitatunam govadanam nashriye.
In the company of his elder brother Balaram and his contemporary friends like Sri Dama, Sri Krishna shouts, sweetly sings, and plays as he earnestly takes care of the Surabhi cows on the slopes of Govardhan Hill. In the concealed caves of Govardhan Hill, Sri Krishna also manifests his conjugal pastimes with Srimati Radharani. Who would not take shelter of Govardhan Hill, whose beautiful slope is decorated with all auspiciousness?
Kalindim tapanodbhavam gudiganatyunamachekaran shivrinda vipanam janepsadadadam nandishadam chashriyam. Hitvayam pratipudiyam vajakute manam mukundo dado kastam shingikaditinam girinapam govadanam nashriye.
When Braja was threatened by Maharaj Indra, Lord Mukunda neglected the Kalindi River, which is the daughter of the sun god, the forest of Vrindavan, which fulfills all the desires of those who remain there, the various tall hills of Braja, and the village of Nandishwar. In order to save the residents of Braja, he neglected these and gave all his attention to Govardhan Hill. Who would not take shelter of this Govardhan Hill, the crowned monarch of all mountains?
Tasmin vasadam asiram adashakam govardhanasyehyat Bradhum bhutam idam yadiya kapayajinandya bhaktradapi Tasyo dyanguna vrinda bandha dakane jivatu rupasyatat Toshayapi yadamba vatvitipalam prakvam mayamringyate.
By the mercy of Govardhan Hill, these 10 delightful verses, which encourage the reader to reside at Govardhan Hill, have appeared from the mouth of a blind old man, the author. Govardhan Hill is like a beautiful mine filled with the precious jewels of various transcendental virtues, and it is my very life and soul. I pray that these verses may please Govardhan Hill. This is the final result I seek in writing this poem. We conclude with a few verses from the Sri Sri Gopal Raja Stotram, Prayers to Krishna, the King of the Cowherds.
Vapodatalatamalas Pita Bahurushako Padigita Gidivar Yasvarna Varnaika Gucho Katikuta Padahasta Rakta Shaka Gradijak Patapati Gidipatpe Sushcha Gopala Rajo.
The incomparably beautiful tamal tree of Sri Krishna's transcendental form has two great branches, which are his arms. As his right hand, with its beautifully reddish fingertips, rested on his hip, his left hand held up Govardhan Hill as if it were a single bunch of golden-colored flowers. This Sri Krishna, the king of the cowherd boys, is splendidly manifest on the slope of Govardhan Hill, the crown which decorates the summits of the mountain community.
Ruchira jugabidhani pankaje pulliyantam subhagavadana gatram chitta chandam dadhano vilasadada bimba grahi nasa sukoshta patapati gidipatte sushtu gopala rajo.
The wonderful moon of Sri Krishna's beautiful face causes the blossoming of the two lotus flowers which are his glistening eyes. His nose appears like the beak of a parrot who is eagerly smelling the fragrance of the splendid bimba fruits which are his lips. This Sri Krishna, the king of the cowherd boys, is splendidly manifest on the slope of Govardhan Hill, the crown which decorates the summits of the mountain community.
Vachana madhavasanam bhayana goparama kulamududitandama pyunmadi krityakamam Abhimatadati ratnan yadadana stratodrak patapati gidipatte sushtu gopada rajo.
By giving the gopis the nectar of his eloquent words to drink, Sri Krishna causes them to become intoxicated. In that condition, the gopis offer him the jewels of their transcendental pastimes with him, and the Lord cheerfully accepts these gifts. This exceedingly powerful and handsome Sri Krishna, the king of the cowherd boys, is splendidly manifest on Govardhan Hill, the crown that decorates the summits of the mountain community.